Yeah, working. Okay, so we've been speaking again for quite a while about Vishayin Miskavim, Psikresha, and various kulas of Psikresha, passively according to some Rishonim. We started with the famous Rashba in terms of Tzedah, closing the door, even when you have it, according to Rashba, even if you see, if you want to have in mind, first, seemingly primarily to close the door, but also to catch the deer inside as well. Most Rishonim argued on that. We try to speak about that. Even besides having kavana for the deer, we also spoke about whether or not simply the fact that it should be a psikresha, should that be a problem as well? That led us into a long discussion. Many of the Rishonim may or may not pass in this way, but at least there are a group of Rishonim who held that psikresha was only when the two meisim were definitely, when the meisim and the totzah were intrinsically connected, not when something's happening, derech agav, list of Rishonim, which said that, and that was more or less in the past. One Gemara, which is one final Gemara, as I wanted to finish with in this regard, we didn't really talk about yet, but it's often quoted as a kula in this type of area, and very, extremely relevant for the typical shaila b'zmanenu of walking the streets, where there are all types of lights and cameras and action. So, the Gemara I'm referring to is the Gemara in Daf Kof Chof Aleph in the days in Shabbos, of course, which speaks of, first starts out in terms of having certain animals or insects or the like, which are mazikin. Snakes, so if they're mamish, again, every rabbi is one of the first things you're supposed to tell this, is tell the congregants, the first thing that, if it's pikuach nefesh involved, of course, then it's a mitzvah lahargo, you're supposed to run and kill it and save it and save your own and everybody else's life that's around. Okay, that's pashut. But, okay, let's say it's not pikuach nefesh exactly. So in that context, boy minei merav yanai maho laharog nechoshim va'akrovim b'shabbos. About snakes and scorpions. Amar luhu sira ani horeg nechosh va'akriv l'kol shekein. He says, I would even kill a hornet. Certainly, I would kill a nechosh and an akrov. So is this a statement that you're pikuach nefesh? Possibly, but it seems to be something else going on. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe he's not actually killing him. Dilma, listen to these lines, lefi tumo. Maybe he's only killing it lefi tumo in his innocence. What in the world does that mean? And the Gemara gives another example. Well, before I explain what that means, the Gemara gives another example of the same. D'amar of Yehuda, roke darso lefi tumo. If there's roke on the roke, which is, seems to be a little bit disgusting, or saliva on the ground, Dorso lefi tuma, or nachash dorso lefi tuma. Rav Sheshet says, if Ktina says akrov dorso lefi tuma, what does this mean? So, the literal translation of it is dorso, you trample on it lefi tuma in one's innocence. What in the world does that mean? So Rashi says, Rashi. Dilma lefitumo. Maybe you're not actually killing this nachash or this akra or this chira, this hornet. Rather, what are you doing? Lo sheya amoda lo vihargen alehed. Not that you should actually stand on it and kill it on lehedja, clearly in an evident manner. Elo kishahu holeich lefitumo. When he's just simply walking again in his innocence. The nochash o akor bifanav, and there is one of these creatures in front of him. Ein sarach lishamet mimenu. One doesn't have to move away from it. Aladarcho v'holeich. Rather, you just continue. You're allowed to just to continue and trample on it as you walk. V'imeis bedrichaso yamos, and if it dies, it dies. What's the basis of this heter? Rashi says, "Hoel velonis kavein." The davar sheinem is kavein. Rav Yehuda midrabanon. Inyan mazikin lo gar. Some combination of two or three different factors. First of all, the large part of the seder is that this is davar she'eino miskaven. Rashi is machadesh based on there's another Tosfos Yekiv Eger's Messiah in here on Mem Aleph on the base that says the same idea that Rabbi Yehuda normally says davar she'eino miskaven is chayev. He only thinks that's a din d'rabbanan, at least in Shabbos if you go to Melachos Machsheves. So point number one, he thinks it's a din d'rabbanan. Point number two is that part of the heter is based on why is the sister davar not apply here? Because we're dealing with the mazikin, which is something which does do damage and harm. But beyond that, this is considered a davar she'eino miskaven, which is a bit of a chiddush, as what all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Because what do you mean it's a davar she'eino miskaven? Here the Gemara is telling you to do this as a. It's not just simply saying go where other mitzvah keys of his house. That's simply you're dragging something else is happening. Dorso means trample, and it's and the lashon that he was using it's tira ani horeg nochash ani horeg. I'm actually going to go do it. That's what we showed him. Ask on Rashi. Many of the Chachmei Svara, the Ramban, the Rashi, they all ask on Rashi what he means. So, alternatively, what many of the Rishonim to say is that I'll get back to Rashi in a minute. That what many of the Rishonim says, no, you're Taka doing it. Is Taka doing it on purpose? But what's the basis of the heter for them? For the Ramban and others, the heter is largely, this is Malacha Sheni Tzvich L'Gufa. Firstly, it's Malacha Sheni Tzvich L'Gufa, again, combined with the fact that it's Mazikin and everything, and the other factors as well. That's what many of the Chachmei Svarad said. Right? The problem is, first of all, the Baal HaMor. He says the following. He says, originally the Gemara made a statement of Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said earlier in this same Amud, said, Kol ha-mazik and neharog and mishavis. They're all able to be killed. Seemingly, the basis of that heter is some combination of the fact, first of all, mochash and shikhlu gufa, you can't try to get rid of something. Secondly, the other part of the basis of this heter is then I'm dealing with a mazik. And so even though mochashim would normally not be mutter, but here, because this is not just simply something annoying, but beyond that, this is something which causes harm, therefore, those combination, those two factors, are going to be matters. Yet, the Baal HaMor, when speaking about this Gemara, says, we don't know, we can't rely on Rishu ben Levi. Why? Because we don't know whether we pass like a Yehuda or Rav Shimon, in terms of mochashim tzvich l'guf. So rather, what should you do? Rather, darsu lefi tuma. Frek the Ramban and the Machamos. I don't understand. The whole heter of darsu lefi tuma is also based on the fact that we passed in like Rav Shimon. Melachashen shi chalgufa is pater. I mean, if you held like Rav Yehuda, Melachashen chalgufa is chay, how could you possibly be matter this? That's the Ramban's taina. The Rambam does bring it. What? Exactly. That's going to be a major problem. Yeah. So far we have some combination of davar she'eino miskaven, which is very problematic, and Rashi seems to be not exactly that. Right. We have malacha she'eino tzvich l'gufa / mazikin. That tells us very little then, in terms for our purposes. And furthermore, the Rambam, who usually paskin Melachah Nesi Salugufa, is going to be Chayev. He seems to pass in like a Yehuda in many places. Tells us in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, Chayev Veremes. Shehein Noshnin Ume Misin Vadai Gunzvov Shav Mitzvayim Mitzira, whatever. Okay, there are certain ones which definitely bite, so they're clear mazik, and there's Motir Lahargon. Even that needs a little bit of a hesber, but I'm not sure. I'm sorry, the notion of my mason vada. Okay, the lipikol nefesh. Leave that for. For shar kol hamazikin, im hoyu rotzin achar of motir lahargon. If they're on the attack, then you're allowed to kill them. Im hoyu yoshin im kolman or barchin milfanav. If either they're just sitting there, not doing anything, these mazikin just sit, are sitting there, the snake is doing whatever, doing its thing. Or even if it's scared of you and running away, then it's also lahargon. However, the Rambam continues, im darson lefi tumo b'shasi luchov hargon mutter. V'im darson lefi tumo b'shasi luchov hargon mutter. That's a pelagical language. So on one hand, you could have said, understood that to mean, v'im darson means you speak heaven, b'di'eved, okay, b'di'eved you... It's a bidyavid language. However, he says mutter, v'hargon mutter. What's it? Furthermore, it's complicated. In Rama, as we said a second ago, Mochashesich legufas. He usually holds his chayiv. So the nosei kelim are very bothered by the makin mishna, the lecha mishna, the mishna v'tzarachid. Master Kosa, Rabbi Magid, v'afal pish Rabbeinu pasuk, time of the das Rabbeinu dachum shouldn't be kuach nefesh. I'm sorry, he thinks that it must be because we shouldn't be kuach nefesh. It's the only way it could be matter. Doesn't sound that way. So, for Rashi, we'll go a little bit Mikala Akave. For Rashi, what many of you showed him say is that, it's not exactly the Rashi Enem Miskave. He said it's Enem Miskave, but what do you mean? It seems to be somewhat Miskave. So, I like the formulation, I think I brought it. If you want to send me a I just need to say something similar. It says, Ain't sarach li shamet bimenu mechil Shabbos ela dorso v'holech v'meis b'drisos o yamos hoav lo kach miskave. I think what that means is, wait a second. If you think about it, especially based on things we've been talking about, you're walking the street. You know these things are there, right? You know these things are there. So, certainly, if you think that suffix psik ratio is going to be awesome. But even at a certain point, if it's maybe well beyond the suffix, even it could be you as you're walking, you know that it's there, right? At this step, and at this for this step that I'm going to be stamping down right now, my next not stamping down, I shouldn't say, then it would maybe not be with you tomorrow anymore. But my next step where I'm going to be walking, literally just doing walking as I normally would, my next step would be killing, I know it's going to kill this nachash. Afal pichein, it seems like it's still going to be mutter. And that is partially the Rosh Einam Eskavi, but on the other hand, first of all, very much borders on psikresha. As you're walking here, and says, you know the next step you're going to take is going to kill it. It's there, and the chiddush is you don't have to care about it. That's what seems to be the chiddush here, and it's that this is still considered as partially a miskave. You're miskaving to step down in it, in the fact that you're not being nizar. But in this case. What normally we may have considered a psik resha, ironically, but it fits well with the Rashi's that elsewhere, Rashi psik resha may have been defined as something which definitionally is where this ma'aseh and tzotzar are connected. Where this here, derech agav, because there happens to be a nachash over there, and I happen to be walking, and I'm going to be killing it, probably it makes a lot of sense based on the other Rashi's that it's not going to be considered a psik resha. That's what I think he means based on this line. That ain't, the chiddush is ain't sarach li zar bimenu, even though I know it's there. explain Rashi. For many of the other Rishonim, I think there's not much of not much going on here, other than the fact that this is some combination of Lachos and Yisrael Gufa slash Madigin. And they add on, so why do it in this way at all? It's simply to do it b'tzina, to do it in a way with a shinoi. That's part of the mitzvah. They don't make it look like you're actually being machal shabbat. Do it this type of shinoi, just make it look like you're doing it lefitum. That's what many of the Chachmei Sfarad say. However, to explain the Rambam, and this is going to become much more relevant to our, it could be already, Rashi is already somewhat relevant to much of our larger discussion. But in explaining the Rambam, one may have to say a bit more as well. That the emes is, all of these points of, certainly, Malchus Shem Yisrael Gufa does not seem to be what the Gemara, what the cool of the Gemara seems to be about. Darsa Lepitumo seems to be something else. For Rashi, it could be closer to that, right? For Rashi, it could be, the fact is, the Darsa Shem Yisrael may be like a super Darsa Shem Yisrael. Yet, for the Rambam, who doesn't pass any Malchus Shem Yisrael Gufa, the idea appears to be very much aligned with what we spoke about in closing the door of Tzedek. That at a certain occasion, when I'm just simply holy Lefi Tumo, there's no Tzuas Malacha there at all. There's nothing, something else is happening. Mamish complete derech agav. Even when I'm goro other mitzvahs of the tzavsal, according to that, even there I'm still doing something. At least I'm dragging something. Here I'm just simply walking the streets. Do I have to be nizer that maybe a malach, maybe some malachas would happen somewhere else through that? So again, I think that lashon of the Rambam. It could be very much along the lines of Rashi, what we're saying in him. Again, v'shar kol ha-mazikin, v'mayu ratan achar v'avlach, I'm sorry, v'mayu yoshin v'mkom v'no barachim v'fon v'ostu l'hargon, v'im darsan l'fituma v'shasti l'cho v'hargon moter. How could it be both b'di'evan and chakir at the same time? So, along these lines of Rashi, it makes a lot of sense. The pshat is you don't have to be nizar in it. You don't have to be nizer to act as right? It's not saying l'chachil you should go kill it. But it's saying, even though you know it's there, it doesn't matter.
So only something that's like a massive...
What's that? It's still only... Yeah, this is still... I'm not... This is going to have certain parameter to this, and it's not a carte blanche either. This is not a carte blanche either. No way.
Rogue.
Say that again? And rogue the same. What?
What's the...
Oh, Rashi and Misha Miyasusa. Miyas. At least, let me do this. At least a certain level of Tzorech. A certain level of Tzorech. And for the Rambam, it's a clear... The Rambam seems to be even being matter in the right side. That's what it really does. That's what makes it. What? Because again, we're trying to claim as long as it's not a psikresha. I mean, psikresha is not defined in this way. You're not miscavving for it. In the Rashi sense, you're not.
Pahula is.
Sit in?
Because, like, in the pahula of walking, it's not for sure.
Right. The pahula of walking is not, it's not definitely going to happen. You're just simply walking the streets. And if it happens to be there,
so that last step is not isolated.
I think that's what you'd have to say. I think that's what you'd have to say. That extra step wouldn't interesting. How do I have this? The Primigadim. The Primigadim has a line like this, and Chintes Emish Besozal Chintes Ayin Yod says the after Mamela come in Mareach, but they just explain what the Yisir in Dorsal Lefitumo, the Yisir is not killing the saliva, but the Rogue, the problem there is being Mimareach, or smoothing the ground, or either smoothing it or fixing the ground. Kiloka machavin shori mishum yisusa. So zok the prima garden to after having malacha deraisa. Kol she osa kimis asig mishum yisusa shori kamahari gad machos. Basically, a variation of kimis asig. You're just simply involved in whatever you're doing. The other thing's happening mamela. It's basically a cool of a misasi, which again, as I mentioned, I may want to make that a next topic because it really moves right into that. That's what the prima godim seems to be getting to explain the Shulchan Aruch who paskins, like we really paskins, like this kula of darsul vitumo, albeit in limited cases, but he says. Yeah, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Tezai, in Yod and Yod Aleph. Let's just read it. Kol Chayev Remes. K'shein Noshkin and Emisim Vadei Ne'erogim Mishabas Viloin Ratzen Acharov. Okay, if they're chasing you and they bite and kill and do whatever you have to. However, other mazikin go nachash ve'akov makom she'emisin im rotzen achor of mutil hargam v'imlav aser. However, I will mutter l'dorsom l'vitumo v'afilu b'mis kavein elef mara asmo kilu enam l'chavein. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that he thinks it's based on the heter is based on l'chachanis v'yichol gufa. So the Bir Halacha speaks of some shmamis, some other type of bug. Bir Halacha, Mishnah Berurah, they spoke of the fimash akasa magan aram she'ena mazekes mashmal chora dafilu darsul of yitumo b'miskaving shkishim unachas al aretz aser. Right? Then it should be aser. It's only the heter is only based on the fact I'm dealing with a mazik. Uva prima godin mashmal the shori l'didon of yitumo milvad l'fidas davam v'loyadati minayim. We think there's even a kula. Even though it's not mazik, albeit for the Rambam who holds the Issa Deraisa, as long as it's only an Issa Derabanan, if you don't know, you don't even need the factor of, as long as it's an Issa Derabanan, the Prima Godin is basically Mekal. It's not only a heter of Mishum Mazik, it's a heter simply of Lefitum, to which the Prima Godin makes a statement. What's the heter based on? Kimis Asik. It's basically Kimis Asik. So, if you hold like this prima godim, again, if it's only a mazik, that's one thing. That itself may give you a heter b'makom certain tzrachim in these type of situations where you just hold it like yitumah and you're walking in the street and you have to go someplace, right? The light is on. The light's going to go on. Let's make believe. I was just checking this before. I thought that I was assuming until this point that the light's on the deraisa. Definitely, meaning it's a light problem. I was checking. They said that most of the lights which are used, I'm told the floodlights are I'm reading right now on the screens in front of me, are a metal halide light lamp. It's an electrical lamp that produces light by an electrical arc through a gaseous mixture of vaporized mercury and metal halides. So apparently, if that's the case, the chovah is more like an LED light, I think. It's more gas. I don't know, maybe I have to look into this more. If it's more of the fluorescent problem, if it's more the turning it on, that could be, well, that could be there. I don't know. I have to check into that more, if that's an Isdaraisa or not. If that's per se an Isdaraisa, based on discussions of the light. But if we're able to knock it down to an Isdarabanan, other than electricity, which is its own story, which we'll talk about obviously we spoke about that. And then it's a question of Mechoshish for the Chazanish and all of that discussion. But b'makom hatzorech, if you're stuck in a certain place for Shabbos and the lights are going on or off because of your next moves, are you allowed to be holy lefi tumo and have it go on or off, whatever? This would be a tzadkula b'makom tzorech. For even though, but as long as they knock it down to the Isdarabanan, even though. Point number one. At least, probably after knocking, it's going to be very hard to make up for the rice, I think. It's a large tshuva. There's tshuva. The Siach Nachum, Nachum Rabinowitz, is one of the Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Hezei Yeshivas, I think Malik, one of the something like that. I think at some point it's out to make sense. So he discusses this concept of Misach Yisum at great length and applying it to these concepts. So it really becomes very, very crucial in terms of this concept of Mifil. This Yech Levi Tumo, because it's really going to get to the point that Mamish, every move I'm going to make on the street is going to be doing something else at some point, whether you know it or not. But variation of the same Shailov, not exactly, becomes, could, let's assume it's a Dindurabanan, not exactly working Mifil with Holy Levi Tumo or Dark Levi Tumo, but a variation of the same would be the following. So there are several cases of, and by the way, some of the Mar HaShabbos and the Baruch HaShabbos, they seem to show that the Shulchan Aruch actually doesn't pass them fully like these kulas of Holech L'Kitumo and to be Matir or the Reis or to be Matir, like that Rashba, we don't pass them that way exactly. In terms of the following, it gives several cases of which we're only makel for other reasons. Very, very interesting cases. There's a discussion in Siman Shin Chaf about the following. The earlier discussion there is about squeezing or breaking ice or snow and getting out as liquids. Is it a form of either molad davar chadosh, creating something new, and or shlita d'rabbanan? A little bit of my focus we've shown him there. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins the following. This is the Shulchan Aruch Shin Chaf Yud Gimel from the Torah. Doreis sheleg biraglav ve'eino choshesh. But even though it's a problem, there is a problem of actively breaking ice and snow and turning your ice cream and ices into milk or turning it into, that's it. Fine. You're allowed to walk on snow. You're allowed to walk on snow. What's the basis of the heter? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two different things. First, after my shelling, is going to melt. First of all, the Shein HaMizkav. The Hataz tells you the following. The Hataz adds on, even though it's a psik ratio, he says that beferish, still, davar she'i efsher lizayar bazel lo gazuba. Again, clearly we're dealing with at most an Issa Darabon. We probably create a billion reasons why this is the only Darabon. The whole shlita, the whole molad here is drabana. Secondly, you probably have no use in this at all. It's a psik reisha, the lo nichole. Right? But, it's a afal pichein, he doesn't want to say the heter is based on simply hol echlefi tumo, or anything like that. What's the heter based on? Dover she'ef shel yizor b'zeh. Meaning the snow all around. So derech agav, I was telling this over to Rav Shechter yesterday, he never heard of this before. He told me he never heard of this before. He didn't think it was a big deal, he didn't think it was necessary. But I think we all grew up telling the parents told us, told my children, that when it snows, you don't walk in the snow. You shouldn't actively walk in the snow. Meaning, if there's a paved path on Shabbos, you shouldn't actively walk in the snow for these type of reasons. I mean, if the hetter is based on it, yesh shel yizor b'zeh. Right? Then it's because yesh shel yizor b'zeh. That's one example that he gives. He gives later on, this is a taz. Later on, in Simin Shin Chavav, a very fascinating case. Say it's supposed to rain like this tomorrow, I think. When it's pouring, let's say it's supposed to pour. And as you walk through Rosh Hashanah, your begadim and your hair become full of water. And now, as you continue walking, you're carrying water throughout Rosh Hashanah. So someone was clearing with me, is that really true? You're carrying it all, just nivla b'tok begadim, but they're not even carrying it anymore, maybe. What's that?
I talk about coming out of Emekah.
Coming sweet? Oh, well, yeah, coming out of it, you have to dry yourself off.
Yeah.
Carrying one on your body, then on your begat, and on your begat, and it's not there, it's not nipple. In your hair, yeah. Could you clarify? Yeshli the beser, and shlit the beser. Okay, oh, whatever. But there seems to be, certainly there's no akira. Certainly you have no interest in this at all. So there are a billion reasons to be makel to that. It's enacted to seven levels of drabana. But, again, the task is, why is it not a problem? I use a psikreishta when you're going to be walking down at Amos. Yeah, actually, sorry. It's raining very hard. You can stay home. No, staying home is not that. It's not considered actually. The Gemara isn't. The sugi is in psachim, chafei, yefshe, v'chamachavein, as we spoke about. Yefshe means that to do your normal routine. And you don't have to. So, again, to be makel, if on a certainly on a low-level drabanan, you can make all that way. So could one say that again in terms of looking in the streets? Because my name, if I know, let's say even one would want to be machmir on certain on cameras and let's say certain types of lights. Maybe I knock it down enough to the rabbanon enough to low necholes, then could I start using the hat of yefsha lizar? But then that's what at a certain point is it's walking in the streets. It becomes a milsa. I told Yitzi Radner, I was talking about this yesterday, and we're talking about walking, another example of this. It becomes a little bit of a play on words. The Archel Shabbos discusses another example of the same thing. So let's say you're walking the streets, and right, and you're all surrounded by everywhere you go, there's an ant farm. Right? It's going to happen. So the Archel Shabbos tells you, what do? If you have an ant farm right in front of you, so what do? You walk in the other. So you walk around it. You go another way. Okay, but let's say it's a milsa the yeshter. Let's say wherever you go, there are ants. So wherever I'm going to step, my next step is never going to kill. I'm going to kill the poor ant. So you have a following play on words. It becomes a. You can't say he doesn't go because it's lo shavak tachay lechol beria. Right? You can't lo shavak tachay. You can't have a. You're not going to leave any. You're not going to leave room to live, so to speak, for the ants. But it would be impossible to walk. It's most of the yefsher, and again, you're not interested in killing it. And based on all the stira from the rabbanans, could I apply either as far as most of the yefsher, the yefsher lizar bazeh, and or the kula of holech lefitumo? That there's probably more, if you have nowhere else to go and you're stuck, then probably very good reason to be makel. So, in the end of the day, is there what to rely on in terms of probably most things are going to be drabanan? Most things are not interested in, most things. Only the lights are still the hard one because it really, once the light goes on and the floodlights go on as you're walking, your talk is still nechole, and it's generally speaking. But is there what to talk about that you don't really have to be nizra for combination of these faras? Gan shayach. But lamaisa, is anyone going to really rely on that? The Yerushalayim and all of us is still going to tell us to try to avoid it. If someone's not being, would you call somebody a kal if they're not? I'm not sure. There is what to rely on with studim lahakel in many of these areas, based on the combination of these factors. One other area which I wanted to talk about a little bit is where I think one could be makel more. I think in certain malachos, which the malacha itself is only chashiv because I'm being machshiv it. Like it's in certain malachos, tikkun mana, for example. Tikkun mana probably is only tikkun mana as much as I'm being machshiv it as tikkun mana. Besides the malacha's machshavas component, you know what I'm saying? In terms of turning on a light, the light went on either way. If I light a fire, the fire went on. They can clear whether you want the light, whether you don't want the light. But in terms of tikkun mana, it's only tikkun mana as much as they want it to be tikkun mana. But certainly in certain cases of it, in in certain aspects of it. So if I'm walking down the street and if the only issue is opening and closing a circuit in certain cases, which let's make believe will be a form of binyan / makabe path issue, maybe differences within these. Especially if it's something as in the way we spoke about it in terms of Rashi Weiss has referenced, just to go back a while, that he thought the vert was because it was like Chazal Achshave, they gave it, either you or Chazal gave it a certain chashivas when you're doing something important with electricity. But when you're doing nothing of significance at all, because I'm walking down the street and something derech agav is happening, but you don't have any interest in it at all, then it doesn't get the chashivas of malacha in that case even. So in those type of cases, if the issue is only certain types of electricity, something's going to beep, something's going to whatever, because I'm going through, I have no interest in it at all, it's totally irrelevant, then there's very, very good reasons to be makel, to combine all these parts. It doesn't have a tzura of malacha. It doesn't have anything. If I was doing it actively, then okay, then it's one thing if I'm doing it. But if it's just sort of happening along the way, but when I'm being holy chlefi tumo, then even though one may not want to be makel on that in regular malacha, but in those type of malachas where you have to match it in the first place, it's very, very good reason to be makel. I think next week I'd like to pick up with misasig aspects of this.